T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kyrie, half the team was LeBron.
That I believe.
Let's go to Ray G. Ray G's in Fairfield. What's up, Ray G?
What's good, y'all? How y'all doing?
Give us a name.
I wanted to touch it. Dame. Gotta be Dame time. You know what I'm saying?
Dame Dollar.
You're not worried to watch. Man came in the 2012 draft with Anthony Davis, and we don't want to talk about it yet, but he's a way more accomplished player on the biggest levels and the biggest scale.
Wow.
Second with best point guard.
Anthony Davis.
Steph. It is what it is.
Wow.
And real quick, hey, Guru, you want to highlight Harden for all of his offensive statistics, but you know what I mean? Kind of manipulating the game. You think of him as a great scorer, but Steph led the league in steals 2015, 2016. You ain't never called him a great defender. Why the energy different?
Nice.
Wow.
No, I've never once said Steph was a bad defender.
I meant nice. He did an uptick.
Yeah, gotcha.
I didn't even hear the question.
So, I have the same intensity I have about Steph's lack of defense as I do for Harden. But I've never said Steph was a bad defender.
Why not?
Because what he does on the offense almost gives you a pass to just be an average defender. See what I'm saying?
No.
A little math. When you're as great as those guys, like Trae Young on the offensive end.
Right, and he's one of the worst
defenders. They don't half-ass on the defensive end. It's just, you know, that's not their forte.
But that makes him worse as a defensive player.
How many games have you watched, Bonte, to where Steph was in a zone and you said, oh, man, he's just getting abused on the defensive end? It has a way of working itself out to where the team kind of hides it.
Guru doesn't believe in defense.
Right, right. I get that.
D for Daryl defense.
And what kind of players do they usually hide?
Below average, yeah.
Guru's told us that. We've said, oh, what did he do on defensive end? And he goes, but he scored 50.
But we talked about, we had a great provocative conversation yesterday, and we said the league don't allow you to play defense anymore.
Doesn't.
So it's almost like fake it till you make it.
More guys I watched, rather watching Harden, John Morant, Bam Adebayo.
I'm going to find out what he's to go.
Brandon
Ingram. They come tomorrow night.
I'll tell you what, there's a player that is very exciting that we haven't met.
We got a bunch.
Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
He can get erratic, but yeah, he can. Yeah. He can put
on
a show.
Yes, we had a Giannis call. We had a Giannis call.
Guess who's Pappas, our board op said? Shocked me.
Lauri Markkanen?
No. Because Kyle, our producer, said Giannis. I get that. Pappas said Butler. Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Buckets?
You know what? He is kind of fun to watch.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if you're going to go on sheer enjoyment,
I want Bobby Portis. He has his attitude, Bobby Portis. He just wants to go out and headhunt.
I kind of like Jimmy Butler. That's a good call on Jimmy
Butler.
Rather watch him
than James Harden.
This guy.
That's a no-brainer.
Wow. No-brainer. I mean, I'd go pay to see Jimmy Buckets.
My main one was John Morant, though.
Also, Jimmy Buckets, a big Red Wine fan, so talk Red Wine with him.
All right.
Can you do that with James Harden?
His list of teams is growing for your Jimmy Buckets fan.
Let's do that. We can do that one next.
All right.
We can do that one next. Here's the question. I'll let everybody play along on this one. Actually, I'll wait to say it, but we will play it. We will play it next break. I like games. You guys know that.
What?
I like games. You know what I was thinking about? My guy, what is it, John Beilein?
John Beilein stepped
out
from Cleveland.
Team thugs, and he thought he was saying slugs.
Yeah, he's quit.
Yeah, he quit.
Wink, wink. You know what happened.
Well, he got fired. What?
4 years left.
You can't relate to your players.
I don't think he got fired.
No, he quit.
I don't think he got fired. But my question is, why is that just, John Beilein stepped down. The guy had a 5-year contract, and he essentially quit after 54 games. Like, if a player did that, they'd be.
But he quit because he couldn't relate to
this
generation.
Well, why did he take the job?
He putting his best
foot forward. Why did they hire him?
And why did he not have self-awareness to know, I'm not calling them slug, I'm calling them thugs, to where they start going play Bone Thugs and Harmony in practice where the thugs was
Trick
in it.
Daddy.
You're done. So I don't think he failed at teaching them basketball. He failed at relating to today's player. And when you call a bunch of predominantly black guys thugs. Come on. You can't come back.
Yeah, it wasn't going to be a good fit.
And you're the coach, Steiny.
He's older.
What do you tell your wife when you get home? Hey, honey, I had to go.
Adjusted to that NBA lifestyle.
I just called the guys slugs, thugs when I meant to say slugs, but we're all right. You're done.
I am somebody who really is worried about a slip of the tongue and one thing just making it all over. What you say one wrong thing, it's all over. And wow. a guy like him, slug was a word my dad used.
Yeah. I get the word.
It's a snail without a shell, essentially, and it doesn't move.
Slow-mo.
So I'm going to take his word for it that it was a mistake.
But
he said the wrong word.
Okay, real quick.
But bigger than that, that may have been a sign that he didn't know what he was doing, but clearly there was other stuff too.
B, I think the hill was so big for him to try to get back from making that mistake that he was like, I can't come back from that.
I think it was over before that.
Wow.
It was never going to work. The guy was at Michigan in college basketball the whole time, older, looking for a new challenge. And you have a team that is rebuilding. Like, the guy didn't lose. He lost like 40 games the last 4 years in Michigan. I think the Cavs are already lost 40 games, if I'm not mistaken. So the adjustment of going to the NCAA, to the NBA, and with that team, with Kevin Love pouting and Tristan Thompson pouting, wasn't going to work. It's a good move by Beeline to say, you know what? I'm going to take the L. I'm stepping back.
Gets another college job?
Probably.
I mean, that's one of those where I got to say, who cares? I mean, seriously. Yeah, surface at Hofstra. How's that? Yeah. Suzette in Oakland. Hey, Suzette, how you doing?
I'm doing great. My favorite non-Warrior, he's kind of quiet, but he has a great game. He does a mid-range jumper. He shoots the three, and he plays defense, and I really like Jason Tatum.
I had a feeling that's where you were going.
I thought you were going Kawhi, Suzette.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
Tatum is a bit special.
It's amazing how he got a lot more special after his real good game the other night.
Oh, no, that had nothing to do.
Really, the two dunks.
Made
every play down the stretch.
He's just being featured more. May have something to do with Kyrie and Kimba Sheeran.
Exactly what it is.
But the boy can play, and he's long. And did you, real quick, just to put in perspective how great LeBron James is.
Okay.
Tatum has a picture when he was a baby, a puppy, with LeBron James as he was entering the league. Might have been his first, second year. Then he dunked on Bron. And they show the clips of when LeBron took the picture with him, had the shades on, almost teared up.
Well, Tatum was 12 years old.
Yeah.
It was a funny picture because Tatum was 12, and he was like, LeBron James, follow me back on Twitter. You know my cousin Larry Hughes, you know my uncles and this and that. And he was a kid, so it was a cool picture.
LeBron's still going at it with him. 17 year.
All right, here's the question. Here's the next question that we're asking.
Bron balling.
How many NBA teams right now can win it all? How many NBA teams? You go up and down the standings, you look at every team. How many teams do you think have a realistic chance to win the NBA title? And then, of course, we'll go through the list. How many teams and who are they? And that'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Now back to
Bron James, Steinman and Guru
on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill. It's a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Porsche, Walnut Creek, a Michael Stead dealership.
He called you Stymie.
Bronte. Stymie and Google.
Bronte. Got a new one.
Bronte.
Bronte. Bronte. Stymie. Bronte.
Let's Monte. Go to...
how can we expect the caller to know our name?
You guys just keep going with it. We got to start correcting folks, Stymie.
Bronte.
I don't know. It doesn't bother me.
I hear Bronte you. The man. Love is that they picked up the phone and called.
There you go. John in San Jose wants to talk favorite non-Warrior player real quick, and then I like this question.
Who the hell is John?
I came up with it, by the way.
See, why would you? You're that guy.
Hey, what's up, John?
Hey, how you guys doing, man? I called in yesterday, and I was talking about how the NBA should change the three-point line and arc it off to eliminate the corner three. And somebody said, nothing prettier than a corner three. You're telling me Steph hitting a 35-footer ain't prettier than a corner three?
Yeah, I was with you on that one, John. I think that would lower the percentage.
So what I'm talking about today is you guys are talking about the best Warrior to watch or that's not a Warrior.
Sure.
I'm going to say LeBron James. He's in his mid-30s. He's leading the league in assists. You're telling me that guy's not fantastic to watch? Like, come on.
You just brought him up, John. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, nobody had said LeBron.
Well, we're in year 17 of LeBron.
LeBron fatigue?
Yeah, no, it ain't even fatigue.
We've seen it already.
No LeBron, no Bonte.
He's playing that old man game. And it's good. And it's still Batman, dude special. But real quick, can I just say something about the corner three? There's nothing prettier than the corner three when you hit it and the opposing team, you're right there, and then you just turn around and look at them or say something. So that's why I said
it's never about
three.
The shot itself. It's about the reaction.
No, it's the shot itself.
It's about in your face.
Pretty much.
It's about
the
confrontation.
You turn around like, yeah. Yeah,
I'm going to get out of this world just in time. I can feel it.
You
just
are.
In time.
Anybody coming in? Kyle, be ready to talk tomorrow on Friday.
Man.
I don't know how I'm going
to
do.
What are you guys up to?
I don't know.
Got a show to do.
Oh, no. He's talking about how pretty a corner three looks.
I said that yesterday.
Who are they bringing in for me tomorrow?
I think it's just me and me.
I guess your seat's too big to fill.
Yeah, wow.
No, seriously, who?
I guess it's too big to fill.
Right now, it's just B&D.
I've been told.
So, Guru goes away and they bring in JD. I go away and they don't even.
They bring in Shasky, too.
That's a bad sign.
I think it's a compliment.
Who? Not for me.
Well, I think it is a compliment. They're saying, you know what, Stein is so big time.
No, Bonte
nobody can even.
I think they're
nobody
saying
can
the
even
other
touch
thing.
That seat.
Let's listen to these two guys without Steinmetz.
Yeah, they might say, hey.
No.
That's our boss.
I could always do that. You want me to call in from South Carolina?
Hey, every day.
No chance.
Yep.
You want me to keep in touch? You want to make a bet?
Yep.
What I can do.
No, we got to get our meal from Bonte's bet that we won because he knew how to get off social
media. Don't have that lunch without me.
Oh, we won't.
Can't have it.
When you come back?
I'll be back Tuesday.
Well, the boss is gone too.
Who?
Our boss. Both of them.
But he'll be
back next week.
Yeah.
Okay. So
this is it.
What is okay?
Yeah.
The question is, how many NBA teams? And this is going to be the key. Have a shot to win it all, and that's what I focused on. How many teams have a shot at winning it all in the NBA?
Great question.
888-957-9570. Let's start with Bonte.
Yeah.
Bonte, how many teams this year have a realistic chance to win an NBA title?
There's three basketball teams that have a chance to win an NBA title. Three. The LA Clippers.
Okay.
The Milwaukee Bucks. Oh. And I'm going to shock you with this one. Toronto Raptors. Those are my three teams that have the shot to win an NBA championship.
You left the Lakers off.
No chance they win
okay.
a championship.
Okay, hold on.
Wow.
Now we no milk this for a minute.
No doubt.
Well, first of all, I'm shocked at the number.
Yeah,
at the number.
Yeah,
it's got to be two. More.
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yes.
I'm shocked, B.
I have over three for sure.
Me too, Stein. Wow.
Clippers, Bucks, Raptors.
All right. Guru.
And the go ahead.
Go ahead, Goo. How many teams you have? First
I got
of all?
Lakers, Clippers, That's, Celtics.
How many teams?
Oh, six.
Okay,
six teams.
Yeah.
Good
so
Lord.
We have three and six so far. All right. Go ahead, Guru.
Lakers, Clippers, Celtics, Bucks. Sixers, Rockets. I didn't have Toronto, and I love watching them play. They just can't beat the dogs from the West, whoever it is they play.
Who, the Rockets?
The Raptors.
Oh, the
so you think Houston can win it all?
No doubt. And I think they've identified their weakness, which was Capella,
Hype.
And they're going all in now on scoring. And
small
hey,
ball.
That is small ball.
Actually,
it's working.
Can you give me those teams again?
Rockets, Sixers, Bucks. Celtics, Clippers, Lakers.
Philly, Celtics.
But they didn't have Lakers.
Yeah, Bucks, Lakers won't win.
Lakers. Clippers.
Yeah.
Houston, Philly, Celtics.
Sixers.
Houston, Philly, Celtics.
Bucks.
Bucks.
Rockets, Sixers.
Rockets.
No Raptors.
Clippers.
No Raptors.
Defending champs.
And I love, they can get there.
LAC.
They just can't win it.
Championship DNA.
They are ball. They know what they are.
This worked out interestingly.
This is what I'm listening right here.
What I got nine.
Nine?
I have nine teams.
Nine teams
that I think I have a realistic chance of winning it.
You got Warriors in there?
Dead serious. No, I don't.
Oh, that was a joke.
Milwaukee.
Check. Solid.
Toronto.
Solid.
Wow, maybe I might be the one on the outside.
Boston.
Gotcha.
Miami.
Oh, yeah. That's where I'm at.
Philly.
Okay.
Lakers, Clippers, Nuggets, and Utah.
Oh, my
Nuggets
Lord.
And Utah. Yeah. I got nine. I think they all could theoretically win.
Wow. I just. Nuggets and Jazz, I'm out.
There's some nice teams.
Yeah.
Nice stories.
That
Denver
was a compliment.
Utah.
That was a compliment.
I'm playing.
Yeah.
Gobert's playing well. I do like watching Donovan Mitchell as well. I like watching Bogdanovich with the Utah Jazz.
Oh, yeah.
They're not getting past the other
They don't
teams.
Got enough dogs.
Yeah.
They got dogs, Donnie.
And Jokic, we saw him before the All-Star game. Old man Dwight Howard was punking him out there
no
in the
doubt.
Altitude.
Yeah. No doubt.
Miami's interesting. I like Miami, Steiny, but I don't think they have enough punch. When you need a bucket, can they get a bucket?
Here's what I want to
nice,
throw.
Though.
Yeah, here's what I want to throw out there, because to me it's interesting. How many teams do you think have a chance to win it all this year? Bonte says three. I'm surprised it was so low. Guru says six. Thinking that's more in line, but I have nine.
Wow.
So 3, 6, 9.
Are there fewer teams or more teams that can win it? See, this guy, 415 throws Dallas in there. See, I don't think Dallas
can
win it.
Yeah, they do.
And let's be honest, the NBA has been up until last offseason in the movement. A lot of 49er Frankie, my good friends, Dodger Pete, they hate the NBA because you already know there's only two or three. There's not going to be
there's
a Philadelphia
parity.
Eagles 2 years ago
right.
winning. Exactly.
There's never been parity in the
but
NBA.
But now
for the
you
part.
Got, Steiny, you got nine? Denver, Utah, you were being kind. And those
you are
good
being
teams,
a little kind.
But to win it all.
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, I just don't. Again,
you got the Rockets, Steiny?
Wow.
Yeah,
no chance. Well, really, you did.
Yeah, I was about Denver, to say, I was going to have to check your temperature.
Right. Well, Denver and Utah, the same family.
Yeah, to East the Rockets.
But no, they don't have a Harden in Westbrook.
No, no, no. See, I would say the Rockets and Nuggets are a definite level above. I'm sorry. The Jazz and the Nuggets are a level above the Rockets, I would say.
So if they met in the playoffs and I said, I got Houston in a series,
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.